Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stop scheduling a 10 o'clock segment. We're just going to go with these guys riff. For the entire show.
Just riff.
I do so much fun.
I do love, though, that like Seth is like, I'm afraid of my wife seeing this. I feel like you can get out of this very quickly because it says no white boys.
No
on
white
there.
Boys.
Like, clearly, she wouldn't have taken my business.
She would have been like, Seth, I know you like a challenge. And
All right, let's get going on a Wednesday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. You know the people involved. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atitula Figgy Fig. What a fantastic ketchup and mustard finals half from 95, trying to give you some good Houston Rockets vibes as we're like a week or two away from training camp getting going there for them.
We need some Houston vibes, period.
Yeah, we sure do. Man. We absolutely do. How about this for some vibes? We got a couple giveaways on the show today. So if you keep it locked, 12 o'clock hour, there's a couple of things coming your way. One of those, all week long has been the case with a good Houston football team. The University of Houston Cougars, they're taking on Texas Tech here in a couple weeks, and you'll have an opportunity to win a four-pack of tickets to see that game by listening to In the Loop. You will also have the opportunity later on in the show, as we do every Wednesday, to win a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop, and that also comes with a chance to be entered into a raffle to win a whole grill. Yeah. And a case of OG sauce as well. So there's a lot of things happening giveaway-wise today, so keep it locked for that. Let's circle back around because how many hours ago? I was about to do the math. Probably about 21 hours ago.
Something like that.
Thereabouts. We were sitting in largely these same places in this room when we found out that the gem of the acquisition from the offseason for this Texans team was being released. CJ Gardner-Johnson, the safety, who had mere months ago in this same calendar year won a Super Bowl, was now being cut. And now we have more information. We've seen pretty soon after our show, honestly, the beat writers in this marketplace. We heard from Aaron Wilson. Obviously, we saw some of that on social media. Jonathan M. Alexander, DJ Bieniemy had some really good, reporting on this. And now we have a better idea of what happened here. Mm-hmm. So it seems like as much as we were saying, as it's going to be stuff off the field, the on-the-field absolutely played heavily into C.J. Gardner-Johnson no longer being on this team.
No, it absolutely did. And let's make that very, very clear. The Texans eliminated a problem on the field and in the locker room. Flat out, they did. Where I was, and the boys alluded to it a little bit, the white boys right before us.
You know, working title for the show, right? If they're ever like, we don't need these names, Payne and Pendergast, the white boy.
They alluded to it a little bit.
Then they can just have to play that funky music, white boys, the intro. I feel like we're putting some things together right now.
Is what we're doing.
I've often said that.
No. First of all, let's just make kind of like, let's put these in compartments. Compartment number one. They eliminated a problem on the field. That much is clear. Compartment number two, DJ Bieniemy, Jonathan M. Alexander did a fantastic job.
Gotta say the M.
M. Alexander illustrated what the problem was. And
by the way, just in case you don't know, right? Mm-hmm. A large part of the problem, especially on the field, was that man was going into business for himself, right? There's a number of things and there's a number of plays. I thought the morning show did a great job of actually going and getting the audio of Mark Vandermeer making these calls.
Yeah.
Where you can hear on the broadcast Andre Ware making note of, Kamari Lassiter or look at Kalen Bullock and come to find out that with the insight that is very clear that, good reporting has given DJ and Jonathan, where someone is clearly giving them an idea of, hey, this is what the responsibilities were. You look at it and you go, no, that lines up. This is CJ Gardner-Johnson going to business for himself and leaving his teammates out to dry. And seemingly the additional reporting that's most importantly is that when they get into meeting rooms, not taking responsibility, saying that, well, this is what we did when we was in Philly, and ultimately not falling in line with what needs to happen and doing his job and falling in with the
system. So, yes, that's compartment number two. And compartment number three and four is what gets interesting. Compartment number three is one thing we know about the Texans, and this is for a long, long time now, they don't let information out of that building. They do not let information get out of that building. They do everything they can to avoid it. And within, what, a half hour of this happening, they were talking about Texans sources, and could have been players too, to be fair.
I tend to believe that it was players.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I personally tend to believe that it wasn't just players.
That's not base. Well, fair enough. Yeah. That is a fair thing to assume. Yeah.
That's why I said, because they said Texan sources, and then that, you know, obviously some of that is players, some of that is the building. And that to me is interesting. You know, like, hey, yeah, and you said it earlier, you know, he was getting this information that was not his responsibility. You know, he didn't do his responsibility. Isn't that funny? Isn't that a little funny that he's getting this, that they are getting this information within a half hour of it happening? Hey, by the way, this is what the story really is.
I have a feeling that you don't think it's funny.
I think it's curious.
Okay. Walk me through it then, OG.
Well, how many years has it been a vault in that building?
A lot of them.
A lot of them.
Many years.
All of a sudden, in less than half an hour, all this information gets out from the Texans and others and players. Again, to be fair, and players. That these were things. To me, that's curious.
You can't seem to be implying, though, that he's being like, with C.J. Gardner-Johnson is some sort of sacrificial lamb here.
I take you to compartment number four, the final compartment. And this is why I think all these...
Is this like, let's make a deal when we're going through doors? Because I don't think I like any of these doors just yet.
That's right. Compartment number four. Who stands to benefit the most by saying, oh, boy, did he bust that and that and that, and he was a problem here and never really fit? Who stands to benefit the most from that?
I mean, I guess you could say D'Amico Ryans.
And Nick Caserio.
Well, I don't know how much Nick Caserio benefits from that, because we are rightfully have to come up and go, this is another one of your decisions that you made.
But it's deflection.
I don't think
look how bad this dude played.
I don't think you gain from him.
Look
there,
how
though.
Much of a rebel you know, he was, et cetera. So let me just take you to three things that I think are very, very important here.
Before we get to the three things, I do want to hit this as hard as I think it deserves. The idea that, oh, he was a rebel, that is not something that was a foreign, right? We had many people talking
Thank
about
you.
This, right?
That's where I'm going.
Okay, I'll let you get
that's
my
where
bag.
I'm going with
Apologies
this.
For stepping in the road.
You know, they're saying, oh, look, it was a big problem, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Whomever the combination of people and sources was. Again, has nothing to do with Jonathan M. Alexander and DJ Bien. They did a great job.
I need to ask him if we got to say the M every time.
I'd have done the same thing. Let's make these three points. Sean Payton did not want C.J. Gardner-Johnson anymore. Dan Campbell did not want C.J. Gardner-Johnson anymore. Nick Sirianni did not want C.J. Gardner-Johnson anymore.
At least on the, I'm trying to go back. I can't recall exactly what the terms were with the Lions and the Saints. With the Eagles, at least this time, they seem to have like made it their public stance that this was a monetary thing, which I could see, because obviously you took on 2 years of payments for him, and they're dealing with a younger talent base when it comes to the secondary. But he seemed to believe that it was something else on the field with the way that he talked in the offseason.
Right. So Sean Payton, Dan Campbell, and Nick Sirianni, and if you want to extend that to Howie Roseman, they said, no, we're good on C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Texans come in and say, we want him. Texans come in. Not only do they say come in and say, we want him, after all these Super Bowl and NFC Championship game coaches say, no, we're good on C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Texans say, we got him. And not only do we got him, we're going to give him a $6.6 million damn near bonus and guarantee that. Who benefits the most? Those guys do. That's why I think it's a little curious.
I don't think they benefit from that move because, again, we can see
they
that
they benefit by saying everybody, all of a sudden, the narrative being, oh, he was bad, he was a cancer, he was this, he
sure,
was that.
Sure, but again, yeah. I don't think that changes the way that this should and honestly is being looked at when it comes to Nick Caserio. Mm-hmm. This is like hanging on his neck just as much as
it is.
We talk about Kenyon Green. Like,
but you have a timeline? You saw what the timeline looked like yesterday?
Sure.
How much of it was, oh boy, Nick Caserio? A little bit. But how much of it was, let me tell you how bad this dude was.
And I mean, I don't think that either of those things are wrong. Yeah. And so, like, I hear what you're saying, right? Like, there is, and when it comes to, like, a D'Amico portion of this, right, I think that, because, again, part of the thing that I think it does defend is, why does this look so damn bad?
Yeah.
Is, well, if somebody is out here free, you know, going into business for themselves, they are now a missing link in a chain, and no chain with a missing link is going to hold up to scrutiny, to muster, whatever, right? Like, that's going to be there. I think that when it comes to talent acquisition, I understand we could see the thought process on the front end of, hey, you're not paying very much and you're getting this talented player. And honestly, as I'm thinking back on it now, there should have been some red flags going up to some degree of like, this deal seems too good to be true. And ultimately, this is the too good to be true on the other side. Mm-hmm. But we're still going to bring this back to Nick Caserio's doorstep of, okay, you are cleaning up this mistake, but it's a mistake that demonstrated itself so soon that we have to look at you and go, in your track record, why are we here again with a player? Because and honestly, as much as we could say that I think it stands to benefit D'Amico Ryans, this also, as was we talked about a little bit in the handoff, and I'm sure the fellas of the Drive talked about more, this falls in line with a number of some other guys that have had some difficulties falling in with what's happening here in the system that we're jettisoned.
Yeah, and we'll get to that for sure. But look, I just feel that this is a true case of two things are right at the same time. C.J. Gardner-Johnson was a problem. The bigger problem was, what were you thinking? What did you think would happen? And there's clearly the narrative leaning more right now toward C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And I'm just saying, we need to look at the next level. You know, we need to look at the next step. And it's not a good look.
I mean, team building wise, no. I think, interestingly enough, and we'll talk about it as the show goes along, yesterday actually gave me a little bit of hope in an interesting way. And I understand that just... Well, actually, I don't want to put words in your mouth because it does feel like you have more negativity towards, you know, Kirby right now, just generally.
No, at the leadership there, at the decision making, and why they thought maybe it goes back to that little arrogance talk we talk. You know, we'll fix him.
Right. Like,
I don't care about
we have a leader of men. He'll be able to fall in.
We'll fix him. You know, maybe it's that. As far as on the field, I am actually with you. Now, there's going to be some questions and we'll get to them, but I'm actually with you.
Fair enough. Just getting going on a Wednesday here in the loop. Like I said, a few things being given away at some point during this program. So rock with us. Always get involved. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Coming up next, last night was a referendum on Joe Espada. Is it deserved or is he the fall guy? 713-572-4610. Yes, we're still talking about the Astros and we'll do it next.
Yeah, we are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.